I come alive in the dead of the night.
Tune in to the Oz Indie Show. Brand new Australian releases, the hottest of the best, here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Don't you know I'm in a band?
The Oz Indie Show, every Wednesday from 3 to 5pm.
Yeah,
indeed. 6 minutes past three. I've got the usual truckload of brand new Australian indie releases coming at you. Thank you very much to AMRAP for distributing them across the community radio network here in Australia. But I've also got another special local singer, Melissa Unglaze, in the studio. Going to have a chat. And just to give you a bit of a taste, here's Melissa with Midnight Blues.
Darkest hour of the darkest night. It's a million miles from the morning light. Can't get no sleep, don't know. Got the midnight blue. When shadows fall, I feel the night closing in. There must be some. Thank you.
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Greg?
Yep, well, I'm good, for, you know, considering my age. But, yeah, very nice rendition of Midnight Blues there. How long ago did you record that one?
That was a couple of months ago, yeah.
Oh, so it's very recent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your background in singing, were you one of those precocious children who were singing all the time?
A little, yes, yeah. A little. Want to be on Young Talent Time sort of teenager,
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like I think a lot of musos back then. But, yeah, I also had a passion because of the family.
Yep.
Family was singers, and my father played in a band locally, Lilydale,
mm-hmm.
and one time backing for Billy Thorpe. And so I kind of had it, all of us instrumental or musician
yeah.
in some way or another. Yeah.
So do you play any instruments at all?
I can play a little guitar, but yeah. singing's probably my preferred and
yeah.
something
yeah.
else.
Well, with a voice like that, why not?
Thank you. Thank you.
So for the music, when you sing, do you organise musicians to record stuff, or how do you get your music?
Well, I just use my backing. I've probably got a 38,000 backing tracks
yep.
that I get a bit lost with. Just use that on my machine at home and sort of do the practice there, and then we bring them to the studio and work with them like that. My machine hooks up to the studio and we just do it like that
yep.
and then get them mastered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your singing, sang a lot when you were a child. When did you decide that you actually wanted to make this a major part of your life?
No, it's funny. I started more so singing in public or pubs and things like that, different venues when I was 19, on and off, your karaoke places.
Yeah.
But I literally, in the last couple of years, really got a sort of a vibe that I wanted to chase a passion, and just to see how happy it made me when I started doing that. And then, of course, having some singing lessons about a year ago with Belinda Gillam Sing Studios in Mount Evelyn, that kind of really helped bring that out and
yeah.
focus on that as well. And then, of course, going into the studio, it just was, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Love to have done that a lot sooner. So
yeah.
really last couple of years, but have been for a while now singing. So
you're singing with, we just played the track Midnight Blues. You're singing solo there. We've got another sort of headline track coming up soon. Have you considered singing with other people? Have you ever... like in a group or with a male or just to mix it up a bit?
Yes, I have. I have sort of wanted to sort of perhaps maybe try a band at some stage or another. I've been asked a few times over the years, but kind of one of those people that sit back in the background and do your own thing. Time might be a factor of perhaps trying to do that. But I would like to do some duets. And, yeah, there's a couple of duets I'm liking to do. There's a couple of blues numbers as well. And I'd like to get in the studio and do that. So that might be something coming up soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you're pushing this one, Put a Spell on You, your cover of that marvellous old track. And when the listeners hear it, they'll be a bit blown away. It's a really good rendition of it. That type of song, genre, is that your preferred one? Do you also like rock and roll or folk or...
I have a mixture. I do like that because I love Creedence, big fan of Creedence, and also Annie Lennox, a version I found because I figured that would be a little bit more suitable. I could sort of improvise vocally with that one, so I chose that one to do. But also I really liked the blues, Gary Moore, of
yep.
course, and my inspirations come from sort of bands like that, you know, original artists like your B.B. King, Carole King. We've got Nina Simone, Aretha Franklin, and Annie Lennox, Sam Cooke, you know, your famous Eric Clapton, J.J. Cale, and artists like that, many more, too many to mention.
All the good ones.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It's a bit of inspiration from all them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Put a Spell on You, we'll hear that, and then we'll chat a bit more about how people can find your music. This is the Oz Indie Show, Yarra Valley FM 99.1, Melissa Anglaise with Put a Spell on You.
Put a spell on you because you're mine.
Hi, I'm Dana Crow, and you are listening to the Oz Indie Show on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
If I could split myself in two, I'd have one side always close to you.
22 past three, this is the Oz Indie Show, and we just heard a track by Melissa Anglaise with I Put a Spell on You, great cover. And Melissa, you're new to social media, but you're starting to find some spots there on YouTube.
Yes, I'm under Melissa I on YouTube, and shortly some more recordings on Facebook. There is a few on there at the moment, but I'll probably head back into a studio very shortly and try and get some more tracks down.
Yep.
And then pop them up on the Facebook as well as YouTube.
So there you go. If you're into YouTube, Melissa I, that's capital I, and boost her subscriber numbers because she's just starting, and yeah, there'll be more and more content happening online there. Are you available for gigs?
I am.
Well, there you go.
There was a mystery question out at one of the venues in the Yarra Valley, and I said, I was singing in the backyard there, actually, in the Yallowing Gardens, and she said, oh, what's that you're singing? So I played her a couple of recordings on the phone, and it was Lady Gaga, a number that was on the track at the time. I think it was on her radio, which prompted my singing, and she must have heard me pretty loudly from wherever she was, and she said, oh, would you think about coming and doing a gig or a wedding? And I said, oh, I'd be interested in looking at it. Yeah, definitely. Something I haven't thought of.
Well, there you go. If you're interested, yeah, hunt up Melissa on Facebook or YouTube and check out her stuff. Outside of music in your life, you're also very busy and you're doing a lot of work that has social impact.
Yeah, I do, Greg. I've been doing foster care for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And just taking in a permanent foster child who is amazing. It's been something I've always wanted to do and I finally got into that. Also driving a little bit of buses, mini buses there with some school kids in the Yarra Valley. And that's another thing that keeps you on your toes and busy.
So, yeah, all you people linked with Siri, you might find Melissa driving a bus around.
Singing away, annoying the kids, yes.
Yes, yeah, sing along, kids, I can just imagine.
I don't think anyone tuned in today.
Yes. So how long have you been with Siri?
Just a short while at the moment, yeah, just a short while. So, but also doing a bit of counselling studies and things like that, so trying to do more social and that side of things.
It's a good thing to do, especially, working local. There's a lot of needs out here and there's groups like that that really help. Who are you sponsoring through? What group is that?
Not particularly. It's more online study.
Oh, okay,
so, yeah, I've been doing that at the Australis College, and it's basically an aid for another tool for the foster care, and I believe coming handy when you're working with children in general.
Yeah.
And in these communities, we do have a lot of need for that.
Yes.
Extra hands, many hands, makes light work, as the saying goes. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to more tracks after you hit the studio again. And we'll throw them here on the system and give them a bit of a spin.
That'd be great. Thanks, Greg.
So thank you very much, Melissa, for coming in today. And, yeah, love the music.
Thank you.
Got a great voice, almost as good as mine.
Oh, thanks, Greg.
This is Yarra Valley FM at 99.1, the Oz Indie Show.